In other words, they raised a lot of their stuff.
Yeah,
when you were young.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just about it. Do you remember them having any education, either one of them?
No, no education at all.
Could they read or write?
No.
What is some of your, can you tell me what, besides rap, watching wrestling and being a wonderful seamstress, any of your other favorite things or you enjoy doing or anything like that?
Oh, I enjoy cooking.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you're a good cook.
And I enjoy music.
You do?
Oh, I love music.
Well, you grew up in the era of did you enjoy the big band sound?
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
Like that?
Oh, yeah. When I went to the dance, we had bands, regular bands. Not these little ring jammers, they call, you know, accordion and guitars. We didn't have that. We had regular bands.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we danced by.
How they call it? Louisiana Six?
It was the Louisiana Six, the Black
Louisiana
Eagle,
Six.
The Banner. It was all band from around here, but I mean at that time it was a big band. There were six or seven in a band. Clarinet and trombones and a cornet and drum.
Folks used to know how to have a good time.
Oh, are you kidding me? And, well, when I was a girl, the girls would go to the dance and dance. They'd go around 7 o'clock and at 12 o'clock, that was it. We'd go back home and no drinking. And no going to, a girl and a boy going to the dance alone, that is out. You had to have a chaperone. Do you know what's a chaperone?
Yeah.
Well, the girls, every girl, I mean, two or three girls would go with a boyfriend and one lady would go with them.
Yeah.
One old lady, an old maid or an old aunt or a mama. But you didn't go to the dance alone, no. And the girl and the boy didn't go anywhere else alone in the car. No ma'am, no sir, nothing like that.
Yeah.
And we had some good times. And when you were dancing, you knew who you were dancing with. It's not like right now.
Yeah.
When you go dancing now, those young people, they don't know who they're dancing with because you're over there and she's here or he's over there. You see them dance already.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I guess you dance, you too.
No, I don't do that.
You don't dance?
Well, I don't dance like that. Not like that. Those people are crazy.
You're right. Do you ever see them on television?
Yeah, I've watched those
Soul Train.
Yeah, those people really know how to do what?
I don't know what you call it.
They know how to boogie. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I'm not very good at that, so I just kind of sink back into the back and be a wallflower.
You're a wallflower. Yeah. Well, he never did dance either. But I danced, though.
You know, it used to be in Georgia, where I'm from, dancing was frowned on.
Yeah.
People didn't.
Well,
like.
I'll tell you, we had an old priest here, and when you dance, he'd get up in that pulpit and call you a bitch. Excuse my expression, but that's what he called the girls.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he stayed for a long while, and every Sunday, it was the same thing. We still would dance. There's no harm in dancing. I think it's something nice. I mean, when you do it decently. But he didn't like that. And so, but when I was a girl, I enjoyed my life. After I got married, I settled down because I had babies and I took care of them. But he knows it too.
I didn't say nothing.
No.